We're doing the Navi Yeshayahu. We're up to what's called the 19th chapter, the 23rd Pasuk. The Navi had described how the Egyptians would be overtaken by the Assyrians, and then they would be led naked together with the people of Cush, of Africa, to Judea. And there, the Assyrian Empire will have an easy job to take down the Judean Empire, a small little city. They'll think nothing of it, and God will come out and defeat the Assyrian Empire. There'll be no natural explanation to what happens. And then Chizkiyahu, the Judean king, will come out to take all the loot of the Egyptians and the people of Cush, and he will free the Egyptians and send them back home. And then the Egyptians will look at what's going on here and say, wait a second, there is a God. There's no natural explanation to what happened here. So they will convert. The Egyptians will turn to Judaism because the Egyptians won't have a choice. They'll look at their own history. They'll look at their defeat at the hands of the Assyrian Empire. They were a much greater army. And then they will personally witness the defeat of the Assyrian Empire at the gates of Jerusalem. And so the Egyptians will convert. And the Navi describes in Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Bayom Ahu, on that day, or in that period. Literally, Bayom Ahu means on that day, but the Targum translates it in that period. Tihyeh Misila Mimitzrayim Ashura. There will be a path that will lead from Egypt to the Assyrian Empire. There will be peace. There will be fraternity between the Egyptians and the Assyrians. Uva'ashur b'mitzrayim u'mitzrayim b'ashur. The Egyptians will travel to the Assyrians. The Assyrians will travel to the Egyptians. V'avedu mitzrayim et ashur. The Egyptians will unite with the Assyrians, and together they will serve Hashem. They will both come to this recognition that Hashem is running the world, and so they will unite in serving Hashem. There are two approaches to these psukim. One approach is the way we described. Second approach is that the Egyptians will actually work for the Assyrians. But we'll go with the first chant we went with. Yeah?
Does this prophecy actually come true? Do we know
when? I don't know. The Navi is speaking about something that should have happened back then, right after the miracle of Chizkiyahu. So I don't know of a record that it did or did not happen. I don't know. Bayom ha'u yiyeh Yisrael shlishiyam. Israel will no longer be a nation unto itself in the service of Hashem, but rather Israel will be one of three. Israel will be like the third, leMitzrayim uleHashur, together with the Egyptians and the Assyrians. Beracha bekerev haaretz. And all three will be a source of blessing to the land. When you have three nations serving Hashem, so the three of them will be a source of blessing to the world.
Is it like making a comparative thing? Like Egypt and Assyria are going to become so, you know, gung-ho about worshiping Hashem that we're going to be like sitting in third place here?
I don't think it means in third place. So the truth is that the word Shilishia, the word shalish also means a ruler. So you could read the pasuk, Tiyeh Yisrael shalishiya, Israel will be empowered over Mitzrayim and Ashur. If we're going to read it as Israel will be third to Mitzrayim and Ashur, so then the idea is that the Egyptian and the Assyrian Empire were the two world powers, and now that the Egyptians were brought to their knees by the Assyrians, and then the Assyrians were brought to their knees by God at Israel's gates, so Israel will suddenly be elevated in the world to the level of a world power like Mitzrayim and Ashur.
Okay.
If so, we will suddenly be considered a great nation, because even the Egyptians and the Assyrians will join our religion, and that will stem from the fact that that they'll both be defeated at our gates.
Also, when you said that the Shulishia is also used in terms of like rulership, where else do we see that already like that?
Where else do we see that shalish? You have it in last week's parsha. Umivchar shalishav to be'ubi yamsuf. Pharaoh's leaders are called shalishav.
Oh,
yeah. You have other places. Yeah.
When, I mean, this can be for any age too, but he's talking about a specific time.
He's speaking about the period in the first temple when Sennacherib, the Assyrian king, exiled the northern 10 tribes, then came back to attack Judea. In the middle of his siege over Judea, he was attacked by Cush. He went to fight Cush and Mitzrayim, conquered them, came back to the gates of Judea, and then we have the great miracle where God causes a plague to defeat all his troops. They're standing at the gates of Jerusalem. Chizkiyahu has no hope. More than half of Chizkiyahu's people have turned sides, have agreed to join forces with the Assyrian Empire, and suddenly the Assyrian Empire is defeated.
During the reign of Hezekiah.
Yeah. Well, good for Judea. You had the greatest Holocaust.
The others already pretty much, they never come back. I mean, really.
Machlokas, but yeah, that's what it seems like, yeah.
Yeah, I was talking about referring to that. They didn't exactly respect so much.
They didn't what?
The
northern 10 tribes, yeah.
I was talking to you about that before, and that's like a fellow lost tribes business thing comes and you told me it was like a Hollywood thing.
Okay. Asher berecho Adonai Tzevaot Limor, that God will bless each of these three nations, saying the following: Baruch Ami Mitzrayim. Blessed is my nation, the Egyptians. So they will get the title Ami, my nation. They will do tshuva. They will return to be God's nation. Umasei yadai Ashur. And the Assyrian Empire will also be blessed, because they will also recognize that God is running the world. Venachalati Yisrael. And my cherished portion, my lot, is Israel. They will be blessed, because they've forever been my lot. Unlike the Egyptians and the Assyrians, the people of Israel have a history of being faithful to Hashem. So that's the conclusion of this prophecy with the tshuva of the Egyptians and the Assyrians. And that brings us to the next chapter.